closer's addiction in sales is what happens to salespeople when they're not able to close a deal and they're not able to close a sale and the problems that it creates for them. Now, occasionally you will run across something where someone talks about salespeople being addicted to a substance or to a product, but not specifically about the problems created when a salesperson does not get the rush and the thrill of closing a deal.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Before we begin, if you feel like you're having issues or you're having problems, make sure to go seek out the advice of a qualified medical professional. Do not take the information given in a podcast or in a book as qualified medical advice. Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. I am at Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park on a perfect day to podcast. So, you know, I want to let you know, first off, I'm out in the wild, meaning I'm in a chair on the beach, 20 feet from the ocean, recording a podcast episode. So you are going to hear a little bit of wind. You are going to hear people walking by that are tourists. You're going to hear scooters or mopeds driving by because the waves are big today and people are going to go ride some waves. So it's not coming live from a studio. It is coming live, literally from the beach. And the cool thing about this beach is there's giant sea turtles. The biggest one that I've seen out here probably is about 4.5 feet around. So, you know, I'm inspired. I'm going to give you a podcast and here we go. There's a lot of things that happen in the world of sales that go right. And there's a lot of things that happen in the world of sales that go sideways. And whether you are a full-time salesperson, whether you're an entrepreneur, a lot of this is going to cross over for you. And I truly believe that this is an important episode for a lot of different reasons. And here's what happens. As a salesperson, when you close a deal, you get bragging rights and you're able to go to the office. When you close a deal, you're able to look at your check and go, I got some money in the bank. When you close a deal, physically, you have a dopamine rush that envelops your body and there is euphoria. And you get status. You get people to congratulate you. You get attention. You get accolades. You get high fives. And one of the things that is tough is when that all goes away. You go on a sales call. You don't close the deal. You don't have money in the bank account that you could have had. You don't have the accolades or the high fives from the people around you. You don't have that excitement. You don't have people who are searching you out and saying you did it. You don't have the dopamine rush. So what happens is you're left empty. And there is loneliness involved with it. And I will say that part of the reason that I see a lot of salespeople struggle is they don't understand that there is an addiction to that feeling of being on top, that there is an addiction to that feeling of being needed in an office place, that when you close a deal, you keep other mouths fed, that there is an addiction to the accolades that come up when you do close a deal and people are excited to come and talk to you. And if you look at the studies that they talk about on dopamine, one of the things that happens is when you're dopamine deficient, it can lead to depression. And, you know, there's a lot of mental problems in the world of sales that nobody really, I mean, people will bring it up. You know, there's gambling, there's drug addiction, there's alcohol addiction, there's sex addiction, there's buying addiction, you know, there's attention addiction. There's some okay behaviors and then there's some really bad behaviors. And a lot of times those, that search to replace that feeling of the euphoria of closing a deal is what's causing a lot of this. And I think in my mind, after talking to a lot of salespeople, the reason that you have a lot of salespeople who've done drugs or are on drugs in the world of sales is they're able to duplicate that feeling, that euphoria somewhat of closing a deal when they don't have the deal closed. And I would encourage you to pay attention to the type of people that you're around, whether they encourage you, whether they discourage you.
you know, what kind of input that they have on you and what they're telling you that they should, that you should or shouldn't do, because it is important. And, you know, I would suggest, I can't tell you what to do. I would suggest, though, that you surround yourself with good people who are willing to encourage you at every step and every turn. And it doesn't fix not closing a sale. It doesn't make up not making the money. It doesn't necessarily pick up where you started off without the dopamine rush of closing a deal. But I will say that it does help to have somebody around tell you, look, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. I do believe in you. I believe that you're a good person. And statistically speaking, you're just struggling on sales, and that's okay. Let's get you back in the game. Let's fix your boo-boo. Let's get your mental hiccup taken care of. And I think that one of the reasons why people are scared to talk about emotions in sales in general is because it's not masculine. It's not one of those aggressive things that you could talk about. You know, it's something that you could make fun of a friend in a locker room and saying, why are you talking about emotions? And I think that that's a mistake for a lot of reasons. I think that is a problem within itself that stops people from moving forward, that stops people from getting back on having problems fixed, is because they're so worried about what other people are going to think. And, you know, in the world of sales, you learn pretty on when it comes to a sales presentation, you can't really worry about what the other salesperson thinks. You can't really worry about what the other company thinks. And I would encourage you to use that same type of logic when it comes down to it with dealing with the problems that you face with, you know, the addiction to closing a deal. And the next time you close a deal, just pull out a journal, pull out a book and make a couple of notes of how you feel and where you feel it. You know, how do you feel euphoric? Do you find it in your chest? Do you find it in your shoulders? Do you find it in your head? And look in your life and figure out, hey, where are all the other places that I feel this type of euphoria? Where are all the other places that I see this happen? And what do I start doing when I do close a deal? Do I make the phone calls and call all the other salespeople? Do I send out a text message? Do I get on the Slack? Do I send an email? Do I call the office? You know, do I go out and make a purchase? I mean, are you doubling up on dopamine? Are you doubling up on these feelings and emotions? Because, you know, deep down, what you could be doing is setting yourself up for even more struggles. Now, I do want to say, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving a doctor medical advice, but I am saying, hey, look, start taking a look and start looking at the numbers and start looking at the information behind the information of what you do when you win and what you're trying to do to duplicate that feeling, that euphoria for closer's addiction. I'm going to say this is a real deal, real thing. And you know what? This is something that I have never seen anybody else talk about, because I think that a lot of people are scared that if you start talking about, you know, emotions in the sales process, that now you have to talk about mental stability, and now you got to start talking about paying for medical help and paying for psychiatrists. I will say this, that the amount of money that is lost every year in sales pales to the comparison of what it would cost to have a doctor on staff to send a salesperson to, right? A psychiatrist, a psychologist, a specialist, somebody who could listen to the problems. Because, you know, somebody who's struggling in sales carries that with them into their sales call. And somebody who's struggling in sales is either going to either close the deal or not close the deal. And I see salespeople so many times when I ride with them that, you know, it's more of a, I'm a therapist than a trainer, and I get to hear about their problems. And as soon as they dump the problems off onto me, that they're back out there and they feel better about themselves. And like the next thing you know, they're closing a deal. And what it comes down to is they were able to get everything off of their chest. They were able to talk about it. You know, I've got episodes on encouraging people. I got episodes on loneliness. There's a reason why I went in the order that I did, because I really do believe that as an industry, there's things that are helping the industry and there's things that are hurting it. And one of them is not admitting that there is a problem with emotions. You know, we could talk about it takes emotions to make a sell and logic, you know, comes afterwards, or people buy on emotions and justify with logic, whatever way you want to say it. But if that's true about the sales process, it's also true about salespeople before they go in the deal and then after they go in the deal. And if this is you and you're stuck and you've got dependencies and you've got issues, I would encourage you, get some help. It's not as taboo as you think that it is. You know, I watch these reality shows where someone has to go to rehab or there's intervention. And at the end, everybody claps and cheers for the person who had the courage to stand up and go get the help, or they clap and cheer for the person who was forced to go get help. You know, it's not as bad as what you think that it is, of like, if I admit that I have this problem, then I really have a problem. Closer's addiction, in my mind, is a real deal thing that nobody wants to talk about, because then if they talk about it, they have to accept that there's repercussions. And I think that's silly, because that's what people do when they don't want to make a purchase. If they ignore something that they know that they need to do, then they know what the status quo is going to be, and they know how everything's going to be. So if you're struggling with sales, I encourage you, go get some help. Go find a person. Go have a conversation. But pay attention to what you do when you do close a sale and how you act. And then see what you're doing to duplicate that. Because I know a lot of salespeople that will go out and try to duplicate the feeling once they've closed the deal through drugs, through alcohol, through sex, through purchasing something. And it's just something for you to pay attention to. So I do want to remind you that I believe in you. You should keep going. You should go out there and keep closing some deals, and things will happen good for you. I believe in you. Keep going. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.